ask, which is good, but there is something. Charlie, go ahead.
Trace, you know, down 1-0 at halftime away from home, just how impressed are you with your side's ability to call that one back?
Yeah, I mean, extremely impressed. I just told the guys, listen, we can come up with any idea that we want, but it's about the execution of the players. And this is the kind of thing that I said last week. I trust that team. I trust those players. And, you know, they trust me. So I think it's a great relationship that we have. And we came up with a couple of tweaks that we needed. But I think, Charlie, there's a feel and that's all about belief within this group. And I never thought that anyone panicked, even when they went up 1-0. Yeah, sure, you're disappointed. You don't want that. But we kept fighting. And I think the basis of hard work, you know, the belief and the quality, you get those three things together, you could put a lot of comebacks together.
Obviously, an instant impact from Thiago. Just how effective could he be for you guys this year?
I don't want to jinx it, so I'll say, let's see. Let's go one game at a time. You know, everyone knows what Thiago can do. Everyone knows that he's one of the brightest U21 players in this league, and I am doing everything I can to keep him healthy and available for a lot of minutes. So I thought coming on and his contribution is all I could ask, and I think he's happy. I'm sure he's frustrated when he's injured, so having him on was great. And to be honest, I don't want him to also go unnoticed. I thought even Alessandro Biello, another young player coming on, just brought so much energy. So I was really proud of pretty everyone from the bench. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Thomas.
The defensively, you guys really had to kind of dig deep to ensure that, I guess, you know, we're able to hold on to that win and actually get a little block play. But I think, you know, seeing that Kareem So made that incredible pass down to the point where it seemed like the defense, you know, on both ends of the pitch was making sure that you guys played good too.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, Thomas, that, you know, I look at that back line and I'm like, wow. You know, we started a little bit bumpy, but they did a lot of great job in box defending. And, you know, I think it's the competition that's happening daily at training. You know, I think one of the brightest center backs in the league is Nassim McAdish, and he didn't even sit on the field today because of Kareem and Thomas that are doing so well. Julian Dunn's two weeks away from coming back. You know, so at the center back, we're really wealthy, but that competition daily is what's bringing out the best out of the group. And, you know, I think Thomas and Kareem were both really disappointed with the tie last week. So I think they took it personal to make sure, no matter what it is, to see the game through. So I'm really proud of the entire back line with Wesley and Adam as well.
Yeah, and I feel like between them being away, I know you guys kind of struggled away from home last year, and just some of the greatness late that this last season, you know, maybe wondering that this probably wouldn't have ended in a win for you guys. So what do you think has kind of changed year to year that's kind of allowed you guys
Look, it's first of all my experience that I'm learning more and more every day. It's my third season now in CPL, so I think I know a little bit more than last year and a little bit more than the year before. So we've learned about, one, what do we do things differently on the field, but I think a lot of it is also about off the field. You know, like, for example, the smallest things of we didn't train here, we trained at Halifax and flew in, you know, and that made the day a little bit shorter. We're flying out in 2 hours, you know, so trying to get them the rest, trying to adjust meals and sleeping. And on the field, tactically, we're a little bit playing different, start lower, go higher, finish lower. So we've learned, and I think that's all we could do, and hopefully we get better on the road every game. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe a little bit of a question there. Yates and Hunt, we sort of started on this walk today, and speaking of Georgia earlier, like, you guys are kind of expecting to press a little higher.
Yeah.
On the pitch. Ultimately, you guys make the most out of it with Kareem's lob over the top to Thiago. But I'm just wondering, from a sort of transcription perspective, looking at the momentum from the first half to the second half of their side, you know, what sort of things did you look at halftime in terms of making the most use out of that space that was in behind?
Yeah, we felt that they weren't pressing us, but they had a higher line. So we just felt that, look, we have a lot of threats of a player like Probo and Rea that could play between the line. And you have someone extremely athletic like Jason and Telfer that could stretch. So we just talked about, you know, counter movement, one off the front, one off behind. And we wanted to make sure that they have to defend the man and the ball. And that was just going to cause problems. One's coming to check, one's going. And you could see that. when you do those things, it doesn't immediately pay off in the 46th minute, but it wears out the defender because every time they're dropping more. And those little decels and the accelerations they have to do, it's going to wear them out. So I thought it felt like a bit of a boxing match where we were jabbing and jabbing and jabbing and waiting for the uppercut. Thank you.
All right, well, ask everyone else, that have come through so far. But this was the only game you're going to play here this season, because the next time you play York will actually be an away game in Quebec.
Yeah.
So first of all, because you have so many players, relatives, and so forth, do you wish that it was like another team from way out west that you could say, well, that would cut one more...
Yeah,
flight for us to go to.
For sure.
And we see our relatives when we came back here. But really, I'm thinking ahead to, can you pump up that game for all the people listening that Quebec, if we show up, maybe we'll get a team as soon as next year, rumors and so on.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, first, I studied here, I played here, and I coached here at York University. I love the city, I love the stadium, and I love Halifax. So, yeah, for sure. And I think being here is special for me. And, Halifax has become a home that I love very much. So not being here, it'd be great for the second leg. But I'm excited to have a new adventure at Quebec City. And hopefully we can get all these fans that were there today. That's great for the league, a home opener like that on a great day. Beautiful. I feel like my head's a little burnt. So I should have probably put on some sunscreen or worn a hat. Right. But... it's great for the league, and I hope that we can bring this to Quebec City, and I'm excited to see to be a small part of potential growth that the league is trying to have and put on an exciting game with lots of fans there.
Okay,
thank you.
You touched on Brian Telfer, his ability and your tactics. He's a player that's had a big part of this league's history, scoring the first goal. What have you seen out of him as a leader? Because he was wearing the captain's armband today. So as a veteran and a leader on the team.
Yeah, I coached Ryan actually at York University about maybe 10 years ago. And I know Ryan quite a bit, and he's really evolved as a person and as a leader. He made a huge commitment by moving his entire family to Halifax and has bought a house there. He has made a commitment to the team off and on the field to, when you feel like things aren't going well, to say, no, nothing's against you. Just relax and deal with the next moment. We all make mistakes as coach, player, and fathers and sons and everyone, and it's all about the next moment. Ryan's done a tremendous job with that. And look, he's also a big figure, and he has a big personality in the change room, so I can only bring so much calmness or intensity, whatever it needs to be, but Ryan really echoes that. So, he's been great to have in that role. Thank you.
We have a question soon. Joshua, ahead.
Hi, Patrice. Just two questions for me. I was curious. We've talked so much about road form, and already you have 4 points out of a possible six so far. Now you guys had 7-0 last year. How does it kind of feel, I guess, to get a win so early in 2025? When that's something that, was discussed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Josh, it's mostly the everyone outside the team that talks about the road form. And I think the more you talk about a problem, we're going to have a problem. So for me, it's one game at a time. And, we're not going to say that if we're on the road, we're not going to play as hard. We didn't want the things that happened last year. But there was a lot of different moments that we didn't deal with. So I think it was more of a macro level of, we just need to be better in the moments. We need to manage our emotions. We need to manage our finishing. Like when you're first in the league in XG, and you don't make the playoffs, I think it's more than just a road form. But nevertheless, look, I'm proud of what we did today, and we're going to try to win every week. And I think I'm not going to talk about that in the change room with the guys. I speak to us here about the adjustments we've made to make the guys more comfortable on the road. But this is something that for sure we want to change and grow with the commitment that we have week in, week out.
Thank you. I have one last question.
Sure.
Who was your player of the match on your side today?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually said to the guys, I was thinking about a lot because I had so many people to greet and the poor guys are waiting for me. I felt like when there was a bit of a panic in the 25th minute after the goal, the guy that remained really composed with his attitude and communication, that's really hard to tell when you're not here, was Giorgio Probo, and obviously he got the goal. But I kind of slighted him and I said, today will be the first time ever in my Halifax days that I gave the man of the match to the team. You know, because what Rampy, Johan, Thiago, Alessandro Biello, and Vitor Diaz, they're coming off the bench, cannot be just not thought about, right? So I thought it was a complete team effort from the first to the last guy, but Probo really brought that calmness we needed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, George. Thank you, guys. See you at Quebec City. Thank you.
Thank you. If we get it.